listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome, and you are listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go if you're looking to just bring your podcast to another level, if you're starting out, if you're looking to build massive audience share, and if, most importantly, you'd like to make it a career, a business, and a livelihood. And along those lines, I've been working with the person you're about to hear from for many years now and have profited handsomely from her company's efforts. The person I'm talking about is Amy Domestico. And Amy, you're a customer success manager of VoxNest, which now owns Spreaker and Blog Talk Radio. And it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie. Yeah, we own Blog Talk Radio. We own Spreaker. We also own Dynamo as well, which is a advertising tool for podcasters.
Mm-hmm. And I've been using your ad tool for many, many years on my main show, Financial Survival Network. And while I can't say that I'm ready to retire from my lucrative podcasting career quite at this point, I can tell you that it's helped pay the bills. It's been a very good additional income stream, another source of income from my podcast and my website. And to me, if you're a podcaster and you're not using what is now Spreaker, which combines the best of what Spreaker, the Spreaker platform, has offered for many years, and the best of Blog Talk Radio, if you're not doing it, you're just leaving money on the table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of hosts who have made money anywhere from, you know, a night out for dinner, all the way up to being able to literally quit their job. So it's it does allow podcasters to finally make money for all their hard efforts.
Yeah. And you know, the nice thing is, so you do a pre-roll, you could have it, it'll automatically insert pre-roll and post-roll or end of podcast message. And you can embed messages in there within the middle of your podcast. And, you know, I've never had one complaint from anybody about your ad insertions.
Yeah. We launched the ad tools in 2015. Coming from many years just being in the podcast industry, there was a concern, you know, how are the listeners going to react? We got zero complaints. We got more complaints from the hosts worried about their listeners than we did from listeners themselves. So you're able to put pre-rolls, mid-rolls, and post-rolls, and you can even up those to double. Mm-hmm. Pre-rolls and post-rolls. Mid-rolls, you can add wherever you would like. I usually tell people to stick to the 10-15 minute rule on a podcast because you don't want to overdo it. A double ad will actually give you a back-to-back ad, which is nice because it can double your income.
Hey, and I found it to be highly profitable. You know, like I said, it's not quite retirement money, but it could be. If my audience continues to grow, as your audience grows, so do your revenues. And I wouldn't say that for most podcasters, they can make it their sole income source. Although certainly if you have an extraordinarily popular podcast, you can do it. But I will say that it can supplement your income really nicely. And it's inobtrusive. And the other thing is, Amy, that some of the ads actually enhance the credibility of your show. When you've got ads from national companies like Geico, Progressive, for instance, and people hear that on your show, they think that, wow, these guys are somebody. They've got national advertisers. They really look, it elevates your profile in the perceived profile of your show by your listeners.
Definitely. And I've heard that more than once where people were excited to have the ads because it felt it gave their podcast more legitimacy, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And hey, so while we were talking, I'm migrating my show over to Spreaker from Blog Talk. And I have to say that the tools that you provided to do that is about the easiest process that I have ever encountered.
I know. It's silly easy. All you have to do is import your RSS feed into your Spreaker account. And it just creates the show. Sign up for monetization and you're kind of done. It's pretty nice. We're also, the distribution points on Spreaker are amazing as well. You're able to distribute across the multitude of platforms. You know, you've got the usual suspects like iTunes, you know, and Stitcher, and Spreaker actually has its own listening app, which is available on Apple and Android. But you can distribute to iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, SoundCloud, YouTube, Sonos, and also many other places, wherever your RSS feed can go. We're also able to monetize those listens for you, wherever your RSS feed is serving to. So like your iHeart listens can also be monetized, which is pretty cool.
That's definitely cool. I didn't realize you could go to Alexa. That's my next step. My friend Jason Hartman managed to get into their daily news update, and he's starting to get traffic from it. I guess people are using it to listen to podcasts. To me, it's a little bit cumbersome using Alexa for podcasts because you don't have a lot of control over which podcast they play, whether it's the latest edition and whether it's up to date or not. But it is another outlet, and it could become very important and very profitable in the long run.
Yeah, actually, Spreaker has its own skill on Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just get the skill on your Spreaker skill on your Alexa, and then you can just ask for the show, and it will serve up the latest show for you.
Very cool. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so Alexa right now, minor player in podcasting, isn't it? But could become more important as time goes on.
You know, if Amazon is going to do it, it's going to be big eventually.
Yeah. So as far as platforms out there, so obviously iTunes is the most important. And then we got a bunch of also-rans, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, really Spotify and iHeart and the others, they're gaining prominence. But still, studies have shown that iTunes, 62% of all people who go to podcast aggregators are going to iTunes. What do you see happening with that?
Yeah, you know, it used to be 80%, so it's definitely taken a little bit of a hit from the rest of the new apps that have come out that serve podcasts. But iTunes is definitely the forefront leader in podcasting for sure. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I think as devices get more friendly, like the Apple Watch now will allow you to play your podcast. It would be nice if the speaker on the watch was a little bit better. You have to use your earbuds to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can definitely stream podcasts now from your Apple Watch, which frees up your hand. So we've seen a significant increase in listens from the Apple Watch. 10% of Apple listens now are coming from the watch.
From the watch? Get out, really? I have a watch.
Yeah.
I have a watch, but I find it to be a pain. I'm not like a real fan of it for certain things like audio applications because I don't feel like keeping my earbuds in my ears, you know, all the time. You know, I kind of like to listen to podcasts on speakers, but, you know, obvious if 10% are coming from the watch, then this is a trend that you really can't ignore. How can you capitalize on people who are listening through their watch?
Yeah, I mean, the watch is definitely going to be a big player for Apple because it's very convenient and we're becoming creatures of convenience with all of these gadgets. And like I said, the watch definitely frees up your hands. So if you're walking the dog or you're out for a jog or you're out hiking, you know, driving, et cetera, you're not having to have that cumbersome phone hanging around you to listen to your podcast. The watch is on your arm and it just makes it super convenient.
Yeah, I can see that. You can't beat the convenience of the watch. And that's a trend that's totally, I have to confess, caught me by surprise. I didn't really expect, you know, like I like it because I like to work out and I like to check out my pulse and my vitals when I'm working out, and they keep expanding that. I like the step tracker and a whole bunch of other things. I mean, when I'm podcasting, you know, Amy, when you're podcasting, all of your ringers on all your phones are shut off, right? But when somebody calls you and it's hooked into your watch, you can see it on your watch. I mean, it's a great thing. And the other thing is, I'm doing a podcast. I got an appointment coming up or whatever. The calendar pops up on my watch and notifies me that, hey, your podcast is coming up. You better do it shortly. And it's got a lot of applications for podcasters that I had never dreamed of, quite frankly.
Yeah, that's a good point. I myself was very surprised by the launch's success because I guess I'm kind of old school, you know, and it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks, right? And, you know, getting used way. To something new or a new way of doing things. I guess I'm a slow adopter sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see it coming, kind of like you, I guess.
Yeah, it's totally surprised me. And really, really, hey, it's for the better, for sure. I kind of, now that you mentioned that people are actually downloading podcasts off of it, that's incredible. I noticed, I think that I could put my watch through my car's Bluetooth radio, too. So when you can do these types of things, then the technology's really going to spur different ways of listening, different audiences, which is quite fascinating. That's a major trend. 10% in podcasting is a major trend.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with it moving forward. I think they even have smart refrigerators now. So maybe your refrigerator can start playing your podcast for you.
Yeah, I'm worried about that refrigerator because I think it could be hauled into court to testify against me. You know, they can monitor your refrigerator. And I don't want my refrigerator, you know, turning me in, dropping a dime on whatever I'm doing. Because, you know, in this day and age, you from the time you wake up to the time you brush your teeth, the average person commits 3 felonies. So your smart home could definitely be your downfall in that case. But I'm teasing. But it's really like as the home becomes more connected, I've got one of those Amazon spots in my bedroom. I use it as my clock radio, and I listen to radio stations from around the world, mainly New York, where I used to live. And hey, why not listen to podcasts on it, right? I mean,
definitely.
It just makes so much sense.
Definitely.
Besides turning your lights on and off.
Yeah. So, Carrie, we've been in podcasting for quite a while. I guess we were probably the early adopters. I, since 2006, which was before people even knew what a podcast was, really. How long have you been in podcasting?
I've been doing this now. I'm on my 8th year. I can't believe it. And that makes me a veteran in this business. You know, when you go to podcasting conferences and you look around, most of the people are 2-3 years at the most, although there's a large portion that has just started to, you know, on their first 10 episodes. But what I found, though, is that the people that stick with it and keep doing it eventually are going to succeed in some form. They might not be on the top of iTunes, you know, featured or hot show list, but you find your way in this business because until I wrote Viral Podcasting, there really wasn't a roadmap of success on how to become a successful podcaster. So you see podcasters and you see really ultra successful ones. What do you think they have that makes them successful?
I think it's all about the storytelling, Carrie. You know, it's definitely about the storytelling. People love to listen to a good story. And some of the podcasts that have really hit the mark with people, podcasts like Serial, you know, The Moth, et cetera, they're all storytelling podcasts. So if you're telling a compelling story, no matter what it is, and making it interesting, then you're going to be successful. And you have to be consistent. I mean, that's a big thing, too. Sometimes people, they make great content.
Yeah.
And they wonder, why am I not doing better? And maybe they're putting out an episode, you know, every 6 weeks or, you know, maybe once a month. And then they don't put anything else out again for another 3 months. So consistency is definitely key. Your audience gets used to a certain release date, and they have a set schedule when they usually listen to podcasts. Maybe it's while they're driving to work in the morning, or they're just doing housework on the weekends or, you know, yard work, et cetera. So consistency is definitely a biggie.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I mean, I put out 10, 12 a week, doing it daily. I mean, I think I was one of the first like daily podcasters out there. I don't think very many people, but certainly if you're not doing it weekly, then really you're just not going to hit the mark, because people are programmed, right, to look for shows on a weekly basis. When network TV was all the rage, when we were growing up as kids, you know, you would have your show and it would be a weekly show. And then when they didn't put it on because there was a special or something or whatever, like they didn't do it around Christmas time, you get like kind of irritated at the show for not being on there. And that's exactly what happens with podcasting.
Especially in this on-demand world that we live in, people are getting their content on demand. They're used to listening to it at a certain time. Definitely. So speaking of daily shows, I don't know if you heard just some new news. Apple is creating a feature called Siri Audio Brief. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be short form segments, 4 to 6 minutes, which is going to be nice. So you'll be able to get some podcasts from Siri, which is pretty cool. Anyway.
Siri, play me a podcast. So,
well, she's going to be playing podcasts. Yes, she's going to be playing podcasts.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So do we know when that's going to be happening?
I don't have an exact date, but I know it's coming soon.
Very cool. So we know that Amazon has it on the Alexa app. You could say, give me the short news, or give me the news highlights. And if you can subscribe to different podcasts that will actually play for you, like Jason Hartman, my friend, has got a show that's up on Alexa now, in the skills. It's a little geeky to set it up, but it's not really that difficult. So interesting. Uh-huh. Interesting. You see any other major trends coming down the pike here?
Well, I got some more Apple news if you want it. Apple is now removing podcasts who abuse title or description by adding a ton of keywords. So Daniel J. Lewis, I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Sure.
His podcast actually got taken down, got kicked off of Apple Podcasts because he had what they considered to be too many keywords in his author title, which
really?
Was what his sending thing was. So you have to be careful with your podcast tags and mm-hmm. your author and your title, not to have too many keywords because people try to game the system. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we put a few in. I don't go crazy with them because, you know, if you put in like John Lee Dumas as one of your keywords, yeah, you're going to come up, but you're going to come up with 100 other people that have put his name in their keywords. So,
yeah,
it's kind of it becomes counterproductive after a while. You're better off thinking of off the cuff kind of keywords that are indirect that people might think of. I mean, I'm not sure how people use iTunes exactly. I've never been able to figure that one out in terms of finding podcasts, because sometimes they'll look at new and notable, but it seems like iTunes doesn't really update that section that much anymore. It looks like it's kind of dead, you know?
That's a complaint that we've all had for a while now. Or it's always the same shows.
Yeah.
You know, different content, but same shows over and over again.
Exactly.
So you're not really finding anything new. It may be notable. Mm-hmm. It may be great content, but it's not new. So
yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
So some more news is Google Podcasts for Android now lets you share episodes and shows. So Google officially launched podcasts in June with an Android app and an integration with Assistant and Google Home. Are you familiar with that?
No, I didn't know. So you can share them with Google Home now, huh?
Yeah. And you can do that. Spreaker shows are available on there as well, which is nice. I was at Podcast Movement this past year, and I was at the Google keynote, and they announced this, which is a big change from Google Play.
Yeah.
You know, not to confuse anything, right? Google Play, Google Podcast, two different things. So Google Podcast pulls directly from the RSS feed. It scrapes the RSS feed off the web. Whereas before on Google Play, you were submitting the show. They were hosting the content on their own servers. Mm-hmm. Google Podcast is different. It's a different thing, which it's more in line with what iTunes does, but even better because you don't have to submit it anywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we have to check that one out for sure, because I always urge podcasters to go out and register on Google Play, which is a really simple matter to do, and it's easy, and they just automatically accept you. But now they're doing it the right way, which means you don't have to, they just scrape, and it's effectively a huge podcatcher, right?
Exactly. So. And then the next trend in podcasting, from what I can see, is this donation model is becoming quite popular, where people are setting up a Patreon or what have you, and they're able to collect donations from their listeners. Mm-hmm. So people are seeing anywhere from, I've heard people excited about $100, and I've seen people over the moon by thousands each month, depending on your listener base and what you offer to those people.
Yeah.
So that's a different way for people to monetize their content as well.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, well, I see that people are, I've met some people who are getting thousands of dollars a month on Patreon. They're posting like all of their episodes up there. Some of them they restrict for Patreon subscribers. So there's proprietary material. It sounds like it has a lot of possibilities for sure. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm a faithful listener to a podcast, I wouldn't mind throwing up $5 a month for that podcast just so they can continue creating great content. So hopefully sometime in the future, Spreaker is able to get involved with a donation model as well.
That would be great.
We've been talking about it, but we'll see.
You could just integrate it in there seamlessly. That would be wonderful. So there's some interesting trends going on in the space. It's not like it's just staying static. And Amy, we really appreciate you coming on. So, and we wish you the best of luck with VoxNest and Spreaker and the whole consolidation. I think it's a real positive for the industry, because there really aren't that many great monetization platforms that you can implement virtually immediately and start earning some type of revenue almost overnight. You know, that just doesn't exist in the business. So definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely letting podcasters turn their podcast into a business. We were striving to meet the IAB standards of measurement for podcasts as well. We're part of the IAB board and created the measurements, which allows advertisers to know that your listens are actual listens.
Yeah.
So hopefully those ad dollars even go up even higher. They'll command a higher CPM because they're considered actual listens, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that's unique in this space, that you can actually track and show that people have listened. And yeah, a lot going on. So, hey, Amy, appreciate you coming on the show. Just tell us where we find you at and how we connect.
Oh, I guess I can be found on Twitter, Amy Blog Talk. And I also handle our VoxNest Twitter. So just reach out if anybody has any questions, and happy to answer them.
All right. Hey, appreciate you coming on, Amy. Hey, if you want to get my book, Viral Podcasting, A Proven Process to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Show, it's available on Amazon in both Kindle and hard copy, and gotten a lot of good feedback, sold hundreds of copies. Take a look at it. It might be just what you need to bring your podcast to a higher level. Amy, we'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
Great. Thanks so much, Joy.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.